Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Jeremy Scott. Christians in India endure more attacks from Hindu mobs after a brief reprieve. Then, training believers to better harness digital tools for the gospel. But first, persecution is picking up in India. Hindu nationalists recently attacked a Sunday worship service in Odisha State, beating the pastor and several church members. John Podaiti of Bibles for the World says believers had a small respite following election results in June.
Things were quiet for a month or two, and now we're starting to see it ramp up again.
Election results forced the Hindu nationalist BJP and Prime Minister Narendra Modi to reset some short-term plans, but their overarching desire to turn India into a Hindu-only nation is still on track.
BJP did come back to power, though not quite as strong as everyone expected. And they were only able to form a government through the support of two regional parties. This in some way probably has softened them a little bit, but at the same time, we're hearing of violence against pastors, Christians being dragged out and beaten.
Modi and the BJP have ruled India for the past decade, giving free rein to Hindu nationalist subgroups and mobs.
From 2014 onwards, we've seen a steadily increasing amount of persecution and violence against Christians, against the church.
Yet gospel work continues. Visit us online to learn how you can support believers and their projects through Bibles for the World.
Not only the physical violence, but also the churches and the Christians being attacked through legal means through the passing of the anti-conversion laws.
Next, how should theology impact Bible translation? Dane with Unfolding Words says they believe in equipping local Christians for biblical theology work in their own cultures. Unfolding Word partners with Bible translation movements in some of the hardest to reach places in the world. They don't introduce Western systems of thought such as Armenian or Reformed theologies. Instead, in places like Sudan,
we're giving them the exegetical and the hermeneutical tools to become their own Calvins, their own Luthers, their own John Wesleys, you know, so that they can lead their own movements with integrity and having wrestled with God and with the text such that the theology that they write for their own people is authentic to them.
This approach is part of the church-centric Bible translation model, where local believers own the translation process.
We are on a mission, literally, to transfer all of the West's Bible translation knowledge and skill and wisdom and technology developed over 100 years to our global brothers and sisters, because they're the only ones who can really finish this work.
Learn how you can pray and partner with Unfolding Word to advance Bible translation in the full report online.
If God gives you the means and this gives you as much joy as it does us, then we would encourage you to join us, partner with us financially.
Finally, imagine that you lived in a place where you couldn't talk about your faith or the Bible in public. Wearing Christian apparel is forbidden, and you cannot invite people to church. How would you tell people about Jesus and how he saved your life? Lana Silk says Transform Iran is helping believers answer questions like these using media.
In the West, we're spoiled for access to people and methods of communication. In a persecuted environment, we must be smart to use digital tools that really God has provided to effectively communicate the gospel, where we can't do that in person.
Transform Iran is holding workshops this fall to teach believers about television ministry. Specifically, gospel workers will learn how to create, produce, and edit TV programs. These individuals already have a heart for Iran, they just need tools and training. Believers may have successful programs underway in person, but transferring that content to a platform like TV requires a different strategy.
It's really about equipping people in knowing how to use media effectively. You can't just do what you would have done anyway, but do it to a camera.
Pray that even the most difficult topics will be easily understood. Pray that wonderful new TV programs will be created as a result to reach Iranians with the gospel.
So firstly, I would invite you to really learn the importance of using media like this in a persecuted environment, and then help us get it done.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. This month, they're offering free devotionals designed to help you and your family spend time in God's Word every day of the year, with a goal of growing disciples for Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.